Hi, this is Anne-Marie Cross, branding, money breakthroughs and business coach, helping entrepreneurs just like you in getting noticed, hired and paid what you're worth. One of my recent tweets went something like this: overwhelm can become crippling. Simplify your to-do list and outsource non-vital tasks. Now, one of my Twitter followers asked me, I agree with outsourcing, do you have any tips or a checklist for choosing the right person to outsource work to? Absolutely. So I thought I'd create an audio because I'm sure there are others out there who are thinking, I think there's a couple of things that I need to outsource. Firstly, I recommend that you write down a list of everything that you're currently doing and tick the things that require your specific input, so your expertise. And these are the things that really couldn't run well without your input and you overseeing that. And it may very well be your marketing, where you need to go out and do speaking, networking, coaching with your clients if you're a coach, obviously, and consulting if you're a consultant. So those are the sort of things that are really important, and you should retain control of those because it requires your expertise. All of the other little tasks, the things that are repetitive tasks, the things that you can document, put a process around, and then outsource to people. And that's my first tip. You need to get really clear on what it is that you want to outsource, because once you outsource that, you need to let that go. And what I see often happening is that ambitious entrepreneurs and business owners, they outsource the work, but they're so micromanaging of that work and doing it themselves often and jumping in and, you know, fixing things. And you need to let that go. So generate a list of the things that you want to outsource. Develop a process around that. What are the steps to take? This is what I do when I am ready to outsource something. I will go step one and then write down exactly what I need to do. And I'll do those steps so that I can make a very clear outline of what is required. And that becomes that process, which I will then send across to my team member and train them in to make sure that they're familiar with what I want them to do. Once you create that list of the tasks and the processes, you then need to set about in finding someone who's suitable for you. One of the important things when considering an outsource support person is, do they fit in with your business culture and with your brand core values? It's very difficult to develop a really strong working relationship with a support person if you're consistently coming at loggerheads because they do things differently and they don't resonate with your particular company ethics and all those sorts of things. So you need to be clear on that first, to be able to then, when you're talking to someone, ascertain whether or not they will fit in with your organizational culture and your brand core values. One of the things that I recommend is reach out to your fellow network, you know, on Twitter, and perhaps someone's working with a team of people that outsource. They might be a VA or something like that, and call out and ask for some requests to see who's out there and who may be interested in supporting you. And then basically go through that process of getting them to send information, a bit about their background, to see the various skill set that they have, and see whether that fits and matches what you require them to do in their support for you, and also whether they fit in with your organizational culture and, of course, your brand core values. So those are a couple of tips. And of course, when you get started, you need to monitor that first initially to make sure that everything is on track. You might need to tweak some of your process steps, things like that. But once it's running smoothly, then you need to step away. And one of the other really important things is, when you do, make sure the time that you've freed up, that you're spending on quality business and income generating tasks rather than other sort of admin tasks that really eventually should be outsourced anyway. So whatever you do with freeing up your time to maximize that, ensure that you're spending it on money and income generating activities. So I hope that was helpful. And until next time, this is Anne-Marie. Stay inspired.